This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With another hour, what's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the Radio God Mitchells is here. Give us a call, 258-0550. Tell us what's on your mind, 258-0550 on the program. More breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. More breaking news. Yes, and this is sort of legit breaking news. The Prairie Public debate, according to our sources, between Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Congressman Kevin Cramer has been canceled. I understand the reason it's been canceled is because of the fact that they are likely to be voting tomorrow night when that debate was going to be held. So it is a finito. Let's go to Dianne Feinstein. She's speaking on Capitol Hill with Senator Schumer right now as things are heating up on the Kavanaugh nomination.
This report is what's not in it. As we noted by the White House, the FBI did not interview Brett Kavanaugh, nor did the FBI interview Dr. Blasey Ford. What we've heard from numerous people over the last few days seeking to provide information to the FBI, we have seen even more press reports of witnesses who wanted to speak with the FBI but were not interviewed. Deborah Ramirez's lawyer said he was unaware of any corroborating witnesses who were interviewed. Candidly, what we reviewed today in a very limited time, I was there, I had to leave, the report is in parts, and I had the opportunity to read some, but not all of it. It looks to be a product of an incomplete investigation that was limited, perhaps by the White House, I don't know. But the White House certainly blocked access to millions of documents from Judge Kavanaugh's record, I know that, and ensured that 90% of his emails and memos weren't available for the Senate or the public in the hearings. It now appears that they also blocked the FBI from doing its job. Democrats agreed that the investigation scope should be limited.
Here they go, folks.
We did not.
Here they go.
The White House.
I don't even know if I can take any more of this. Do you want to hear any more of this? If you do, I'll gladly put it up to Chuck Schumer's next. So if your head wants to explode, it's just waiting to explode. I could put Chuck Schumer on too after she gets done. But you know, first of all, I don't know. I'm no FBI official. But if Brett Kavanaugh and the California professor, Dr. Christine Ford, the two of them.
Christine Blasey Ford, as Rush says.
Thank you very much. So how long did they testify? I mean, all the FBI does, they're throwing the FBI around like, okay, go in there and ask them this, and then ask them that, and then do the, they just interview you. They just lay out the facts. So,
I thought the FBI didn't want Trump as president and was full of a bunch of Democrats.
There you
did
go.
They drain that swamp? Good point.
I mean, the FBI's been hyper-partisan. Let's listen. I hate to do this. Heidi Heitkamp's best friend, the man calling the shots, even in the North Dakota Senate race, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Chuckie Schumer. Here he is.
I disagree. Having received a briefing on all of the documents, I disagree with Senator Grassley's statement that there was no hint of misconduct.
Oh, I see. So now she's going to say not enough in the report. He's going to say that the stuff is in there is bad. This is just ridiculous and so predictable. You knew all this was going to happen. Tough bounce. Because what they have to do in order for this viewpoint to prevail is to bring along a few how can I say this charitably? Flexible Republicans who sometimes are more Democrat than they are Republican. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Jeff Flake from Arizona, who's been bizarre in this whole thing. I mean, bizarre. My guy. Somebody comes into an elevator screaming at me with a camera behind them. I pretty much know I've got a, you know, I'm an actor in a play. Okay. So I know that's going on. Number one, evidently didn't know that. Professional paid activist going in there screaming all this stuff about her sexual harassment and her, you know, she, you don't look at me and it's like, you know, I'm sexually assaulted all over again. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's, come on. I mean, look, I have enormous empathy for anyone that has been harmed in any way. And certainly for a woman to have, you know, a sexual assault and then have to wrestle with, if I say this, everybody knows it, and I get all that. But the way they're using this as a political blunt force instrument is horrific, folks. It's evil. It's awful, because they don't care about anybody but power. They don't care about anybody but power. That's all they care about. They're drunk on power. They're drunk on their own ego. It's absolutely disgusting. And by the way, so the elevator event, this woman, you know, is... What I would have said, somebody comes in the elevator with me and says, you know, Stimo, you know what, can I, you know, I'm really, really sorry. Can I just tell you, I'm not patronizing you. I am so sorry that happened to you. I have a hard time understanding how your own very personal situation has anything to do with an accusation that has been fully vetted against someone. We don't know. You're coming in here screaming at me in the elevator, wanting me to assume everything there is true. John and Devil's Lake, I'm coming to you in a second, but George, no, I'm sorry, what's his name? Mitch McConnell is on the Senate floor.
And colleagues praise in the very strongest terms. A jurist whom the American Bar Association awarded its very highest rating unanimously, well qualified. Here's what the ABA says it takes to earn that distinction. To merit a rating of well-qualified, the nominee must be at the top of the legal profession in his or her legal community, have outstanding legal ability, breadth of experience, and the highest reputation for integrity, and demonstrate the capacity for sound judicial temperament. This is the nonpartisan test that my friend, the Democratic leader, among others, used to call the gold standard. Well, Judge Kavanaugh passed that with flying colors. So to be clear, this seal of approval comes from the ABA's Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary, an independent entity within the organization. Even after the ABA's president tried to play politics with the nomination last week, the Standing Committee reaffirmed its rating yet again. Unanimously well qualified. That's Brett Kavanaugh. So, Mr. President, how did we end up where we are today? How did we get here? How did we get from a chorus of expert praise and professional respect to wild tales of violent gangs, sexual assault rings, fistfights on boats in Rhode Island harbors, and the possibility, get this, of an argument in a college bar? An argument in a college bar? Several weeks ago, a confidential allegation of misconduct from nearly 40 years ago was leaked to the press. Since then, other allegations have poured forth. Many were just patently ridiculous. Feeding frenzy of ridiculous.
Well, he's being very boring right now. I agree with everything he's saying, but it's too senatorial for me. It's too prim and proper. Just cut to the chase. We get it. We know it. I mean, if you have to in any way sort of wrap your mind around why this is happening, then you really are not qualified for anything, because this is clearly Democrats not, the facts don't matter. I mean, he's giving facts and saying this is how it happened. The facts don't matter. They don't. This is about abortion. That's all it is. They have this incessant, icky...
No, it's about he drank in college. or high school or whatever.
Drinking in college is so you can defend a Planned Parenthood. It's very bizarre, because even if their most awful thought in the world of Kavanaugh being on the court came true, and that is that Roe versus Wade was revisited and it was turned down, then North Dakotans would decide, do we want this or not? South Dakotans would decide. Minnesotans would decide. Roe versus Wade is not just magically gone because of some court vote, but they're possessed by it. They really are. It's awful. I got to get John and Devil's Lake in here. And I'll go back to McConnell. We're taping this if he says anything. John, what's up in your what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
Hey, you know, I've often wondered, George Soros and all the funding that he does to incite rioting paid activists and that type of thing. Why is he allowed to continue to do that?
That's a very, very, very good question. And by the way, I've seen pictures of Dr. Ford and George Soros at some events. So there is some sort of connection there, ideologically, nothing else.
Like us.
Hang on, John. Let's talk about this on the other side of the break. It's a very good point.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land in Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Sheridan, Oliver, Richland, and Dunn counties. And excellent farm retirement equipment auctions in Halliday, Sentinel Butte, and Cheyenne, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass. Green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
That's right. It's what's for dinner. Beef. You gotta love it, folks. Grass-finished beef. Have you heard of this? What it is nutritious protein straight to your table. So it goes right from the ranch in Morristown, South Dakota. They serve all of the North Dakota and South Dakota to your table. Simple as that. all kinds of pound options due to your freezer space needs. It all cuts of meat, steaks, roasts, the whole works. Put your name on one of these steer. They'll be headed your way soon. They're getting them all fattened up on that grass. That's right. Right now, they got to eat and eat and eat. And when it snows, they got to wait a little while. Then they eat some more. Call them at 605-524-3472 for details. Great prices on these, too. Nutrition as well as taste. Lazy J Ranch, the Dakota Lazy J Ranch on Facebook, or call them at 605-524-3472. Mitch McConnell has just gone through a little review of the FBI report, the latest one, the seventh report. He said there is zero corroboration of anything that Dr. Ford brought forward, and several witnesses actually countered and contradicted what she said. Not good for her. Not good for her at all. And nothing that has challenged Kavanaugh at all. So he's saying the question is whether Kavanaugh is qualified to be on the Supreme Court. We have the information. Let's vote here, for crying out loud. That's what he's saying. Let's see if it's anything new.
The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah, we know that.
Written more than 300 judicial opinions.
Right. He's trying to get on the evening news right now. That's what they do when they go on the Senate floor. They say a lot of stuff and then hope that, ABC, CBS, NBC pick it up. And then at the very end, we'll find out when they're voting.
What do you tell your friends who say, yeah, but they interview everybody they're supposed to interview, all the various Feinstein, Schumer talking points that have already come up? What do you tell your friends about that?
You say that there have been 7 FBI reports.
They didn't interview so-and-so and so-and-so.
That's just a game. I mean, again, FBI should explain this, but where I've heard it explained is they didn't need to interview her or him because they'd already testified. Now it was a question of going out and saying, okay, that's what they said. Let's go test that against what they said that. In other words, she said Leslie. I have this friend Leslie, and she was in the room. Leslie said I wasn't in the room. So, everything they got asked about, they went to say yes or no. So I think it makes perfect sense. But John in Devil's Lake is still here. We're chatting about George Soros. So Kelsey Warren is the head of Energy Transfer Partners. That's the organization that built the Dakota Access Pipeline, John.
Right.
And there were a number of out-of-state funders, out-of-country funders, a lot of shadowy groups that were part of that effort. So they have actually sued in the federal court, and I'm dying for this trial. I can hardly wait. And I know a lot of discoveries going on right now and all of that. I should get an update on that and find out where it's at. But I'm glad. I'm glad that that Kelsey Warren spent his money, his shareholders' money, to get to the bottom of this, because it should be stopped for the industry. But this is a criminal action. In other words, in Ferguson, Missouri, when there are riots, and then we later find out that Soros' organization is paying people to go there. We found out from our sources that were at the Kavanaugh hearings that people were paid to fly in. There was money available for bail, right there next to them. And they're paid protesters. The woman in the elevator with Jeff Flake, paid protester. They already found that out. So, yeah, to me, this is a criminal enterprise. You're funding things, and people are then going to do illegal behavior. You can't do that. That's against the law. So I think we should have congressional hearings on this, FBI investigations. I mean,
absolutely.
Get real.
Should be tried for treason.
I just want it exposed. I just want people to know, because it's so obvious, and this has been going on a long time. You remember the movie Gasland? That was a big to-do about, they light the water on fire. That's how bad this fracking stuff is. Do you remember that?
Right. Yep.
Do you know who funded Gasland?
Mm-hmm.
Russia. Russia. Russia funded Gasland because guess what? When Russia, who has Gazprom, a state-owned oil and gas company, they do well when we do bad. So if they can scare the consumer and shut down fracking and play all their games, they do better. They have more money to go murder people at will and all the crazy things they do in Russia. So we're fighting this fire with a garden hose. Makes me ill. You're 100% right.
Well, Soros has been known also to destroy other countries' currencies as well in years past.
Yeah, I mean, go after the guy. Yeah, go after sure. the guy. Couldn't agree with you anymore.
Continue to do this at all.
Very good point. Thank you, John. Nice chatting with you. Call again.
Have a good day. I appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Thank you, and call again. I mean, these are the things we got to be talking about. What happened to, was it Art? I don't know. Art's the next call, and I'm not sure what happened to it, Daniel, if you want to check that out. Meanwhile, Todd, this is very important right now. Here we go. Yeah, breaking news, Mitch McConnell is still talking.
They turned on a dime and started claiming his real sin was that he spoke up too forcefully in defense of his good name and his family. Oh, they decided he didn't have a judicial temperament because he aggressively defended his good name.
Everything he's saying is 100% true. It's like a duh to me at this point in time. We've heard it. Okay, there's Art in New York, Rockford. Sorry. I don't know what happened to my screen, but I lost you for a second, Art. I'm glad you're there. What's on your mind?
Well, just sitting here thinking, you know, the Democrats, we all know they're filled with hate, but they have a war on police, and police have died because of the war they've waged on the police. They have a war on ICE. They have a war against free speech. You know, this one is, why would any white male want to vote for a Democrat? I mean, they now have a war against white males.
Maybe we could leave that as an open-ended question, Art, any white males out there that happen to vote Democrat and why they see that as the right party. I don't know. I don't want to be arrogant enough to assume I know why they think that way. So you just tell Art and I. Call us at 258-0550. I want to know. Art? Oh, Art went away. I wasn't done talking to Art, but Art was done talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Art, let's go to Norway. Should we? Kevin, Todd, let's get on a plane and go to Norway.
I'm game.
And if you go to Norway, you go with Carol Juven, because there is nobody better. If you call him right now, 237-9000, 237-9000, you call the one, the only, Carol Juven, and you ask him to tell you more about the Midnight Sun Tour, June 14th through 29th, 2019. He'll tell you about Norway at its very best, and he's been there a lot. This thing is jam-packed. 1,303 miles of the beautiful western coast of Norway. Boat, train, air, luxury motor coach. We meet the people. You find your relatives. Let's go. Send me an email and I'll get you a brochure. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Call 237-9000. Larry and Bismarck's waiting to weigh in. And more on the Kavanaugh nomination when we come back.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, seven Russian military intelligence officers named in a sweeping U.S. criminal indictment that was just detailed a short time ago at the U.S. Justice Department. The seven are accused of engaging in malicious cyber activities against the U.S. as well as its allies. And Attorney General John Demers says some of the charges involve the targeting of organizations that have been investigating Russia's alleged use of chemical weapons. U.S. senators are reading a long-awaited final report from the FBI on allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, as the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
this information comes on top of what was already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee.
He still plans a vote to confirm Kavanaugh tomorrow or Saturday, and this is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Senator Arano said, well, the goal here is to let...
We're on, everybody. We got you warmed up for more What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Daniel, we have the guest from Judicial Network coming up here. Do you see that? So, that would be in Slack there. So it's back a little while ago. It was earlier. We're going to try and have the folks from JCN who have been doing a number of these commercials you've watched around the country, and specifically on the Kavanaugh nomination and supporting it. And really good ads. I thought they were fantastic, other than they were not radio ads. What are better, Todd, TV or radio ads, would you say?
Oh, radio, of course.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. So the radio ads are better. But anyway, this one was pretty good. And so I thought we'd have them come on, just sort of just tell us where we're at and what's going on. As you heard, a flurry of activity today with the leadership of the Democratic Party saying it's not enough. They didn't interview him. You know, just same game. And McConnell has obviously had enough, and I'm glad about that. I'm glad he's finally had enough. We'll see as this plays out. Supposedly they'll vote tomorrow, I believe. Do we have Lindsey Graham, Kevin? Lindsey Graham? Okay, just that last little piece there. Lindsey Graham was like running down a hallway, and a bunch of cameras came after him and found him, and in his usual colorful way, answered some questions about, first of all, he said, hey, the FBI report, I've read it all. I didn't need to read it, but I did. It corroborates everything. I mean, that Kavanaugh said, let's go, let's move on, let's vote. And then they shouted some question at him, and he came back to the cameras. Roll that.
Destroyed well.
Enough already. Let's vote.
You believe you're Democrat?
Moments ago, enough already. Let's vote. I'm more confident than ever.
Sorry, I was a little later on that one, but let's go back just a little bit here.
No, I
to say that
when he comes out of the pack, they shout a question.
Do believe
is that what you did?
That's the goal. It's not about the truth. The FBI did a supplemental background check consistent with a request of three senators. It was 10 witnesses to add to the 146. That's the process. It will never be enough. If you don't believe he's a gang rapist, if you don't believe he's a stumbling, bumbling, drunk, serial sexual predator, maybe you'll believe he lied about how much he drank in high school, that he threw ice in a party, in a bar, or he doesn't have the temperament, that he didn't handle being destroyed well. Enough already. Let's vote.
You believe you're Democrat?
Moments ago. Yeah, enough already. Let's vote. So good for him. That's exactly right. It will never be enough. And that's the message. You don't need to really say anything else. You don't. It'll never be enough for Heidi Heitkamp. Never be enough for, Chuck Schumer. Never be enough for Dianne Feinstein. Because Donald Trump is president of the United States, which they hate. He nominated a judicial, pro by all accounts, even the American Bar Association again. But they hate him because he's actually willing to follow the Constitution rather than help them when they don't get their way in Congress to get it done a different way. You can't make it up. So I'm nearing the end of my patience on trying to explain any of this stuff. I think it's rather crazy. Larry in Bismarck, and then we're going to chat with, we're going to talk to one of the D.C. experts following this very closely. Larry, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, I was going to say, now that they're done with the Kavanaugh investigation, maybe the FBI should start investigating Dr. Ford for perjury, and perhaps that would put a stop to any of this false witness coming forward from the Democrat Party.
You know, and I saw something that McConnell said that we didn't have on the air that had something to the effect that we cannot let this kind of thing happen in the U.S. Senate. Well, that'd be one way, the way you're suggesting, because most often, you know, we get into a political battle, we lose more often than not, certainly in the court of public opinion, terrible, terrible at it. And then it goes away. Nothing happens. So your idea is a good one to make sure it doesn't happen again. You know, I hope we can do that. Thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Our next guest is Gail Trotter. Gail is a spokeswoman, one for JCN, which is the Judicial Crisis Network. And they have a huge six-figure television buy going on right now in North Dakota and West Virginia. I wonder why those two states. Gail, how are you? Gail, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Now I can hear you. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
So what's the latest? What are you hearing from up on Capitol Hill? I know that McConnell spoke and Feinstein spoke and Schumer spoke and, everybody's weighing in here. They're looking at the FBI report right now. What do we know?
We are cautiously optimistic because it seems from our sources that there's nothing new in the FBI report that we didn't already know. Continues to be no corroboration of any of these allegations. And Senator McConnell spoke very firmly on the Senate floor just now, saying that it's time to end this. And I think that their pressure is really hot on Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp because the polling continues to show that their voters want Manchin and Heitkamp to confirm Kavanaugh.
Yeah, and by the way, the whole Kavanaugh hearing and polls taken while it was happening has increased interest in the election and enthusiasm among conservatives. So at least here,
exactly.
in North Dakota and I assume other places, it's not having the desired effect I guess they wanted. Do you think they're seeing that and thinking maybe it's time to cut and run, or do you think they're gonna fight to the death here?
I think that we had an indication from Chuck Schumer before Judge Kavanaugh was even the nominee that they were going to try to stop it by any means necessary. So I think we're seeing that plan being implemented. Dianne Feinstein was just talking about challenging the process of the FBI report, which is rich coming from her for how she abused the confirmation process. And the Democrats are the ones who really pushed for more FBI investigation, and now they're criticizing it. So I think you're going to continue to see great pushback from the Senate Democrats.
Now, Schumer's on the floor now blasting McConnell for attacking Democrats. And, you know, the game's on. And obviously with Dianne Feinstein saying that, you know, their latest little, it's never going to be enough, as Lindsey Graham said. Are they waiting for somebody to say, are they waiting for a Heitkamp and a Manchin to say thumbs up? Are they waiting for, you know, the Republicans that have been on the fence? What is he waiting for right now? Why talk at all? Just vote.
Well, they want to do everything they can do to try and delay it, and they keep being successful at delaying the vote. Every strategy that they have implemented has worked. And Senator Rano from Hawaii said that the whole idea is to try and play it past the midterms and then hope that they regain the Senate and then have the ability to block anybody until the next presidential election. She laid it out pretty clearly. So they without knowing what Manchin and Heitkamp are going to do, that certainly continues to appeal to them to stir up trouble about this. And it's all patently false. It's all what they said before Judge Kavanaugh was nominated, and they have continued down that route in every step of the way.
This is one area that I think the media does a disservice, because to me it is noteworthy. It is part of the story that this whole thing has been about obstruction from the beginning. I mean, these hearings started with them saying, oh, we need more hearings. We need more data. We need more paper from the White House. When they had 100,000 pages, more than anybody else. They were, remember the little hissy fit at the beginning of the hearings even starting? They wanted to shut it down. I mean, every turn they tried to do it, but it feels like it was a year ago because nobody reports on it anymore.
Right. It was almost 500,000 pages. So they have more information on Judge Kavanaugh than they probably have of all of the Supreme Court justice nominations through the history of the entire republic. They have more information about him. And like you're saying, they're forgetting this other stuff. And Senator McConnell just made this point on the Senate floor that we have 300 opinions that Judge Kavanaugh wrote while he's been on the D.C. Circuit, which is essentially the second highest court of the land. And that shows how extremely qualified he is. And so the Democrats want to take it away from the qualifications issue, and they want to raise all these tangential issues and just delay, delay, delay. Unfortunately, they've been successful so far, but I think Senator McConnell has signaled that that is drawing to an end.
What do you want our listeners to do? What should people be doing at this point?
They should definitely be calling their senators and writing letters to their local newspapers and talking to other people about it. We have a website, confirmkavanaugh.com, that you can go to and get the latest updates. Also, the organization's website is judicialnetwork.com. We also put our latest statements about new developments there. So I think everyone is riveted by this. The facts haven't changed, but certainly there are new strategies that are being invoked. So it's good to stay on top of all this, and our aim is to try and help you.
Yeah, and by the way, we have had listeners call us, encouraging other listeners to call. And they say they get a busy signal, and they get no answer, and try again. So a lot of people have told us they've tried to call and they're not getting through. I don't know if that means a lot of people are calling or what. We'll give out the numbers on the other side of the break again. Thanks for what you're doing at the Judicial Crisis Network. Keep up the fight.
Absolutely,
the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's back. The 12th annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State Conference. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoven, Heitkamp, and Congressman Kramer. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Never enough hours in a day, ladies and gentlemen. Never enough hours in a day, especially with all this breaking news from these bozos in Congress. I'm just about done with it. There's about a handful that get it. Man, does that Senate need a clean out. It's just absolutely incredible what's going on. But anyway, we're watching closely what's going on. It's just the same old stuff, really. It's the same old stuff right now. We're brought to you today by High Plains Apache. You know what? 2019s are in right now, so good time to buy those. Check out the new 40 Series sprayers. They have a new look with new features. They have financing available. They have leasing available. They have some used sprayers on hand. And if anyone's looking for sprayers, tell you what, the folks at High Plains Apache, they can get her done for you. They will. They're in Mandan. Call them at 663-2375. They're in Frontier, south of Fargo, or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. There's a great ad that is running right now. Some of these ads just stick out. And this one was actually done by the North Dakota Republican Party, I believe. And it was ad specifically discussing the fact that Heidi Heitkamp was nowhere, sat on the sidelines as the violence of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests escalated. Property destroyed, lives of North Dakota law enforcement officers put in harm's way. It was an amazing time. And, of course, she claimed that she was fighting for her state. That's what we always hear. But when North Dakota needed her, nowhere to be found. I mean, gone. Al Carlson was in the middle of that fight as House Majority Leader. Joins us on our newsmaker line right now. And, Al, I remember how tense it was around the Capitol during that time. And literally a number of you going down there to survey what the law enforcement were going through. And, I mean, it consumed about every elected leader, but not her, right?
Well, Scott, thanks for having me on. But there was a $45 million tab that we ran up at the state, and we did it for the safety of the people working on the pipeline, the citizens that lived there, and all of the military and the police forces that were there helping us out. And we had to lock down the Capitol a couple of times. We had security we've never had, and it was a federal issue on a federal piece of land with a federal permit that the President of the United States, Barack Obama, said, I think we'll just let this play out. And he basically rescinded the permit. Thank God Trump changed that around. We got that done. But the point was, when we had discussions, we said, this is your, we're doing it as it needs to be done immediately. And they have paid $16 million down. Senator Hovind got some money for us. The energy transition put some money in, which I wasn't sure they should have had to or not, but they did. But there's still a $13 to $15 million bill sitting there, and that is a federal encumbrance. It's not a state of North Dakota encumbrance. All my discussions, I can tell you, Scott, that I had have been with Senator Holt, and he has been trying to add more and get more money for us. I have not had any discussions, nor did I have any phone calls or anything from Senator Heitkamp's office.
That's unbelievable. Now, it's one thing to obviously be in a very tight political situation, which he clearly was. You had the Native American community that expected her to be on one side. You had the union community to be on the other side. Normally, two, you know, constituencies that would be on the left. And I don't know what her reasons were. It's impossible to try and figure that out. But the point is, she was gone. She was AWOL. And I hear this a lot from a lot of people. But you'd think after the fact, you'd want to at least be a hero to try and help the taxpayers not have to bear the brunt of this thing. And you're telling me that you get no help from her whatsoever?
Well, I have not had any communications with her, nor has she made any overtures to say, I'll try and get this dollars covered for you. We're going to leave that alone. We have a loan at the bank in North Dakota to cover the last costs that are out there between 13 and 15, depending on the interest. My philosophy, and I think the philosophy of the legislature is, and the governor, is we're going to let that money come forward and pay the debt that they owe us on a project that was on their land with their permit.
Wow. Yeah, that really is. And I would assume that's unusual, right? Normally, as a legislative leader, you're having interactions with Republicans, Democrats alike when it comes to things like, hey, reimbursing the state for money it's owed, right? I lose you, Al.
It's John. We've just got.
Yeah, I think Al, we can. We're sort of hearing every other word on your.
Law enforcement people, so we spent them, and now we think they owe that, and we need those to stand up and find that funding for us.
Yeah, it makes sense. We don't have the best connection with you, Al, so we're gonna let you go. But I appreciate you bringing that up. I don't know that that's been out there. I don't know that that people know that, and it of course reinforces the absence during the fight during the battle, which really in my mind is unforgivable. These kind of things get scrutiny at a time when you're deciding who I'm voting for. You know, that's what they're for. Texter says, hey, I thought you were going to give out the numbers for Heidi Heitkamp's office. You're right. I said I was, and as usual, I got busy. But I'll find that for you. And one thing I'll tell you is that I hear about busy signals. I hear about, voicemail boxes that are full, everything else. I would keep trying the D.C. office more than anything, because I think that's the place where, people are staffing phones the longest bit of hours. So that number is 202-224-2043. The Bismarck local number is 258-4648, 258-4648. And the Fargo number, 232-8030, 232-8030, okay? I'll give you mine on, too, just because it's the Magic City, 852-0703. And then again, for Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office, the suggestion of our friend from JCN on calling her related to the Kavanaugh vote. God bless you, folks. We'll see you for a Friday tomorrow.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.